Congregation may be seated. About 200,000. That was the estimate for the number of orphans that were being shipped across the country in the early seasons of our country. 200,000 orphans sent from places like New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, and so forth, shipped out west. A guy by the name of Lee Nailing was one of those who happened to ride the train. He and his two younger brothers were put on the train by their father and shipped out west. And the promise was this, that when you get there, I'll come to find you. So just hang tight. Lee Nailing talks about this in his book, and maybe some of you read this. It's called The Orphan Train Rider, One Boy's True Story. And he chronicles his journey from east to west, and he talks about what this was like for he and his two younger brothers. He talks about his relationship with his father and some of the circumstances and situations connected to that respective season. Lee's dad, before he put his son and two younger brothers on the train, handed him a letter, and it had the address to write. And he said, when you get to where you're going, reach back out so I know where you are, and we'll link up later. But somewhere along the way, or on the train ride, and if you've traveled with kids or you've traveled yourself, you know that sometimes what you went on the train or the airplane with, you don't always walk off the train or airplane with, or maybe that's happened with your car. Sometimes things get kicked out the window or out the door. This is what happened with the letter, this precious letter that Lee's dad gave to Lee and his two brothers. This link, this relational connection that was supposed to see them through, to see them find each other a little bit later. But somewhere along the way, along the process of travel and the hustle and bustle, and you know how it sometimes goes, things get misplaced and they get lost. This precious, valuable letter is gone. I'd like to tell you that Lee's dad sold the farm and he came and looked for his two younger brothers and for Lee, but he didn't. I'd like to tell you that at one point in time, Lee's dad showed up on the doorstep and said, "Son, it's me. We can now be a family again. I'm sorry it took me so long, but here I am." But I can't do that either. What I can tell you is this. Lee's dad never came to look for him. Never came to look for him, and never came to look for his two brothers as well. Isn't that a heartbreaking story? You're probably thinking, Pastor, why would you share such a depressing story in this Christmas season? You got the lights behind you. We're just coming off of a great time together. Why are you trying to bring us down? Friends, I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm trying to lift you up. Because the good news of Christmas is just this, that you have a Father in heaven who comes looking for you. And this is the good news of Scripture, and this is the good news of Christmas that we celebrate, and we don't stop it at December 25th. The reality is just this, and we hear this through the gospel writers, especially the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12. You have a heavenly Father who comes looking for you. Before I continue, I just want to ask, do you ever feel like you're stuck on the orphan train? That because of things going on in your life or maybe your lane of life, that you feel like you've been shipped out and shipped off, disregarded, abandoned, forgotten, forsaken, pushed aside, marginalized, cast out, overlooked, passed by, separated, abandoned, left with a little twinkle of hope in this season of light. Sometimes God's people feel that way, don't we? Over the years, I've had a number of conversations with spouses who feel abandoned, with kids who are suffering from an absent parent, a mom or a dad, a student that's suffering from lack of friendships that are there one day, but they're gone the next. folks who have worked really hard and given their all and their heart, their blood, sweat, and tears to their company, only to find the rug pulled out the very next week. See, maybe, just maybe, sometimes God's people come into these seasons of life where they feel overlooked, they feel abandoned, they feel tossed aside, they feel left out, they feel sent across the country, if not physically, maybe emotionally, and maybe that's you. Maybe that's you. In the season of Christmas, when everybody else is celebrating and singing joy to the world and wishing Merry Christmas, maybe that's not you. Maybe because of things that have happened, things that you saw coming, or maybe things you didn't see coming, maybe that's how you feel. Or maybe because of decisions or choices made, maybe that's how you've left someone else in your life to feel, that you're not there with them, that maybe you've been fair weather after all, that when push came to shove, you weren't there, and so you said adios. Where does this find you today? Feel stuck on a ride you just can't stop, but you want to get off of? See, maybe, just maybe, sometimes God's people feel that way. And all the while, we struggle with this question of, would anybody to come look for me? I feel sent off, I feel shipped out, I feel kicked to the curb. Who's going to come look for me? And the answer that I want you to leave with this morning is the answer that God continues to sing as his song of hope throughout this Christmas season and beyond. It's just this, that our Heavenly Father comes looking for you, and he sends his best. He sends his Son, Jesus Christ, so that you would know that you have a living, breathing, dying, and rising hope who's with you 24/7, who doesn't kick you to the side, who doesn't overlook you when maybe you haven't been as faithful. You have a good and gracious God who would move heaven and earth to be at your side. The Apostle Paul, this Christ follower, in the book of Galatians chapter 4, he writes this. He writes this to all kids, young and old, alone, surrounded by people yet who feel abandoned. Those who would not have a hope in the world except for Jesus Christ. This is what God does for you and for me through his Son Jesus. Listen to what Paul says once again. When the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Some of you know what it's like to be brought into a family through marriage. Some of you may know what it's like to be brought into a family through adoption, to be brought into a group of people, a family setting, by grace. This is what God does for you and for me. God brings you and me into his family. God comes looking for you and for me through his Son, Jesus Christ. And when you're brought into this family, you can be sure of this. It's not based on your merits or mine. It's not based on any scorecard you have or I have. It's not based on how much money you have in your account or how little you have. It's not based on where you've been or what you've done. It's not based on what your past history has been like or what your tomorrow might be. But it's based on God's Son, Jesus Christ, for you. Paul continues, verse 6. So because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God made you also an heir. Some of you may need to sit and think about that for a little bit this morning. Some of you may need to take that passage home, which is noted for you in your worship bulletin, and you may need to pray about that. Because sometimes you do feel kicked aside. Sometimes you do feel abandoned, if not physically, maybe emotionally. Sometimes you do feel overlooked. Sometimes you do feel abandoned. But God's word to you this morning is just this. You are brought into a family, and our good and gracious God comes looking for you. I think back to Lee Nailing and his situation. And the story wraps up like this, that eventually Lee and his two brothers were adopted by a sweet Texas man and his wife, brought into a home they just couldn't have imagined themselves, couldn't have worked for, couldn't have earned, couldn't have just dreamed of. And yet this sweet couple, in their own way, finally came up to Lee and his two brothers and said, "We want you." And so from that point forward, this sweet couple would showcase Lee and his two brothers to everybody they met. And they would say, "This is Lee. He's our son. I don't know what you've been going through. I don't know what this season of Christmas looks like for you. I don't know what you've been wrestling with. I don't know how light your Christmas season has been or how dark it's been. But here's what God wants you to know. That you count for a lot. And that God would give you his best, his very son, so that you would be brought into a family unlike any other. I pray that wherever this finds you today, that you would be filled with hope. That or areas of abandonment or isolation or separation or being overlooked you're wrestling with, that God would pull you close and whisper into your heart, "You count." Let's pray.